Hi there. Welcome. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, and this is Wealth Creator Radio. Every single week on our show, we pretty much ask this question ourselves because this is the one that people who are nearing retirement are asking, and that's, are you on track to retire? They're asking this question because they want to be able to be confident when they retire. So, Eric, how do you get a plan in place so that you can help people finally get some peace of mind?
Well, to get a successful plan, you really need to have a clear understanding of what you need your money to do. You need to put every dollar to work for you. And today we're going to be talking about the importance of defining those needs and objectives. We're going to look at assumptions that you should be using when you're doing those models and really determine how much income does somebody really need for retirement. I mean, it's not about having a big dollar number. A lot of times people had a goal of having so much money. I remember when I was in high school, I said, hey, if you made $100,000, you'd be so rich. That's not the case anymore today. So, you know, if you have a set dollar number, that I think that's going to be a really bad idea because of that set dollar number is probably not fully adjusted for inflation. So you may get to where you want to go, but you may not want to be there necessarily. So really what we're going to do is we're going to give you some thoughts and ideas on how to stress test that portfolio, how to make sure you're on track for retirement, and make sure you're going to have a worry-less retirement like we like to talk about.
So aside from our daily routine, I mean, obviously that's going to change. We're not going to go to work anymore. What are some other changes that we should expect?
Well, you know, it's kind of some people have a great transition. Some people have a tough transition. You know, so there's lots of different things. I mean, obviously the financial aspect of things. So you've been kind of in this accumulation, you know, trying to build up more money, build up more money, build up more money. And for some clients, I've had some where they just freak out about withdrawing anything. It's just this weird change of lifestyle. So, you know, you have to start drawing income from that nest egg. You have to start taking money out. And that's a big difference. And obviously, for most people, they're getting, you know, a paycheck either once a month, twice a month, every 2 weeks, whatever it is. When you're in retirement, it's not so steady. It's all these little checks that kind of add up to the check, you know, the amount of checks you need. So really have to look at how your budget's going to be and how much money you're going to spend. And then, you know, the social aspects, the personal type stuff, you know, how are you going to spend your day? What are you going to be doing more hobbies? Are you going to be doing more adventures? Going to be, you know, giving back to a nonprofit or working for fun and not working because you have to? What about your spouse? You know, are they on the same page of what you want? I mean, you know, you hear these stories of people who say, you know, yeah, I'm going to go to this, you know, this fishing lake that I've always wanted to do. We're going to be there all the time. And then you see the wife go, what? No, I'm not doing that. And so that's one big issue is a lot of times people aren't on the same page for things. So here at Heckman Financial, really what we try to do is really get people thinking about a lot of these things. I mean, you want to know what the values you're going to have in retirement, what kind of goals. And then once you know all those things, you can figure out how the plan and everything else goes together. But, you know, one of the big things is education. And so we do these lunch and learns usually every month. And the topic's going to be on tax plan, of course, because there's a lot of changes this year for taxes. And so how does it affect you? And really, what is this tax volatility effect? That's one of the biggest things I think people are missing out on is there's stock market volatility, but people aren't talking about tax volatility in your retirement plan. And that's going to be a super critical thing because the new tax law changes are only going to be around for 8 years and then they're gone. And who knows what they'll be after that. So really what you have to be talking about is not only is how does this tax plan affect you right now, but also how is it going to affect your retirement and your planning and how you're making choices today. So, you know, if that's something you'd like to take a part of, and again, all you have to do is pick the phone, call or text 408-297-9800, or you can go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, that's wealthcreator.com.
Eric, how can you get a solid retirement plan in place?
Well, you know, first of all, it all starts with one big, huge thing, and that's the income plan. So really, that's what you want to be talking about is how do you get that income? And so what you want to do is figure out, of course, some of the things of what's your timeline like and, you know, what's your goal. Now, most people's timeline is I want to retire tomorrow. One of my friends always likes to point out that I joked with her one time about this. And then she always likes to tell other people that you can always retire anytime. It's just for how long. Really, what we're talking about is, okay, how do you, you know, define these objectives that you're going to be doing? So yeah, you have to do a lot of really some thought process. And what I find out is really starting off with like the values that you want to kind of achieve in retirement. You know, a lot of times it's stuff about security or freedom, lifestyle, you know, family, you know, seeing family, travel, whatever those things are, you know, you got to start there. Then you can kind of work on, okay, how do we backfill this? How do we get this going? So really knowing what those dollars are going to be needed for and what your objective is, you know, that's really the biggest part to the start of the process.
So why is it such an important step to define your financial objectives before you actually determine, you know, how you're going to invest?
Well, because when you're working, it's very different. When you're working, you know, you're just trying to accumulate money and build up, and you don't really care how it comes, if it's dividends or interest or capital gains, you know, all those things really don't matter as long as your nest egg is getting bigger. But in retirement, you know, you need to have those dollars start, you know, achieving some income for you, start putting off some assets, and that way you can, you know, be spending those, right? So if you don't have that income coming in, then you're not going to be really realistic in terms of how you're going to get that money out and stuff. So one of the great tools that we have here is we can actually look at your plan and say, okay, if we tweak this, what is the probability of success of it never running out of money? And lots of times it's not taking more risk. Actually, lots of times it's taking less risk, because volatility is really the biggest thing that kills people's financial plans, is that volatility. And we haven't had a volatile market for a while now. I mean, it's almost like we've forgotten what that's like. So, you know, since 08, 09, really, we haven't really had very much volatility in the stock market at all. And last year was incredibly smooth. And so far this year has been too. So, you know, that's one of those things that you got to watch out for, is because what happens is if you're taking money out in retirement, you can't wait for it to come back, or you can't wait for it to be later, because, yeah, you got bills to pay now. You got to still eat. You got to still have fun. And that's one of those things, you don't have that time luxury to have something else, you know, where you say, oh, I'll just let it, you know, sit there for five more years and then take it out. So, you know, that's one of the biggest things that you have to be watching out for, is, you know, is how's this money coming in? And so, you know, one of the things that we do here at Heckman Financial is we start off with that plan, and that plan consists of five things. First and foremost, it's an income plan. You cannot retire without income. So that's why you got to have that. Secondly, then we have the investment plan. Now, this investment plan is going to be a little different than what you're used to, because it's designed to make sure that income plan comes true, that you're going to have the money for the rest of your life and that you're not going to run out of money. Then we need a tax plan. Taxes, investments, and income are all super massively related, and you can't have one without the other one. You also have to worry about tax volatility. So that's one of the things we look at there too. Then you have to figure out, what are you doing with health care? You know, Medicare, long-term care, all those types of issues. Then lastly, legacy. You know, who's going to get your assets? How are they going to be passed on? What are the things that you want to do? And those are the five points of the blueprint to worry less wealth. It's something we'd want to create for you and your family. So if that's something you'd like to take advantage of, no cost, no obligation, all you have to do is pick up the phone, call or text 408-297-9800, or you can find us online at wealthcreator.com.
Apart from the turmoil, above it all, people just want to know their assets are protected from market losses, positioned beyond the reach of the next Brexit or the wrong candidate winning the next election. Call Eric Heckman for your personalized blueprint to worry less wealth. Independent advice, proprietary approaches. Eric can help you stay on the path toward an independent retirement. If protection is important to you, get your own blueprint to worry less wealth. Just call or text 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Don't be caught up in the roller coaster of global events. Be independent with Heckman Financial. Call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can always visit wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm here with Eric. He's president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. Their strategies will help you in minimizing fees and lowering your costs. You can call or text Eric today for a discovery visit. Here's your telephone number, 408-297-9800. If you want Eric to be your financial hero, call or text him at 408-297-9800. Today, we're going over the steps that we need to take to make sure that our retirement plan is on the right track. Now, Eric, what kinds of financial metrics do we need to make sure that we're staying the course with our plan?
Well, of course, the first thing you got to have is really some sort of idea of what do you need every month to live on. So that can be a tough thing. Anytime I talk to somebody, they always totally underestimate how much money they spend. I mean, they'll tell me, oh, here's our, say the couple has $10,000 of income, but their take-home pay is maybe $7,000. And they say, oh yeah, we only spend $4,000 a month. Okay, so you're putting $3,000 a month in savings? No. Okay, so where's the other three going? And once I point that out, they can never find it. So one of the simplest calculations you can really do is you take your last 12 bank statements, you add up all the withdrawals, and divide by 12. And assuming that was all spending, now if you're putting transferring money to a savings account that's still there, not transferring it to a savings account and then you pay your property taxes with it or, you know, something like that. I'm not talking about money that goes in and out. Yeah, you could add those back in. But, you know, so if you're taking money out of your account to invest or something, then obviously you don't count that as a withdrawal. But assuming for most people, everything coming out of their checking account is all cost, that is really how much you're spending. That is the total truth. And so it may be shocking, maybe surprising. And so that's one of the things that you'll look at is, okay, what is that number that you need? And then you got to think about what's it going to be in retirement? Because you might want to be doing a lot more fun stuff, right? So you got 7 days a weekend now, not two. And so you got a lot more time to spend money, a lot more time to do those trips, to do golf, to do, you know, whatever types of hobbies you're doing. And they may be cheaper, they may be expensive. So one of the best ways that I find for people is, first and foremost, we try to replicate that take-home pay if you can, because obviously you're not paying Social Security tax, you're not funding your 401k, nor your gross pay. Really, what we're talking about here is, you know, your net take-home pay after tax. Can we try to replicate that or get pretty close to that? And then, are you going to be spending more money? So maybe you want to have a $10,000, $20,000, whatever the number is, budget for travel or fun or something. And then can that, you know, can your assets and that income support that? Well, that's obviously why we're doing the planning. But at least if we get to a number that is at least a good number to start off with, then we can make choices. So, you know, that's really the biggest thing is, you know, figuring that out. And then also, are you counting for inflation? Because you don't want to be 20 years older and still having the same income from 20 years ago. So that's another big part.
Right. Now, how much of an impact can inflation have on our income in retirement?
Well, inflation rates are really kind of tough because, you know, it depends on who you're talking to. The government likes to do the, you know, the consumer price index one, and that's looking at everything, but it excludes food and energy for some crazy reason. You know, they don't like the volatility of those stuff, but that's obviously what we all use. And so there's a lot of issues that with inflation, but inflation is really a very, very personal thing, and a lot of times people don't really get that. And so what I mean by that is, you know, imagine you're just had your first child. Well, what do you do with that first kid? You know, you overspend like crazy, right? You're buying all the baby stuff for the first time, you're, you know, getting the room going, all that stuff. So you care more about how much the cost of furniture and all the baby stuff is. Well, if you're retired, you probably don't care about all that stuff, right? So, you know, if you look at certain things, you know, tuition, you know, is a big one, right? Tuition has gone 2, 3, 4 times the rate of what the government says inflation is. And then you look at healthcare. Healthcare is obviously the premiums and the cost of it have also been 2 or 3 times. Well, obviously, healthcare is a big part for most people in retirement because as we get older, we need more checkups, more things going on. So that's one of the big things that people have to be looking at is what types of things are you doing and then how does that affect you? Because obviously the other one would be travel. If travel gets a lot more expensive, then again, how's that affecting you? I mean, you know, if the dollar starts getting weaker and other, you know, other currencies get stronger, that means that where it was really cheap to go to Europe, now it may be very expensive. So that's not really inflation necessarily, but it's kind of in a way tied to it. So, you know, that's one of the things that you want to do is you want to be accounting for that. really, it's one of the things we do here at Heckman Financials. We try to educate you about all those types of things, and no cost, no obligation. And again, the phone number, 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. Or you can go to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
Eric, the fact that we're all living longer is something that we all need to think about as well. And often when we do talk about it and we're describing longevity, we use the word risk. Why? Why do we use the word risk?
Well, for most people, your parents or grandparents especially most likely had a 10 to 20 year retirement. You could very easily have a 30 to 40 year retirement, which sounds crazy since most people, that's how long they worked. One of the kind of crazy stats is in 1990, there was 95,000 people who were aged 100. In 2015, that had jumped to 450,000. In 2050, which sounds like, you know, super far away, it's only 30 years, they're expecting to be about 3.7 million people age 100 and up. So that is kind of crazy, it sounds like, but that's reality. And what, you know, used to kill you, now you take a pill for. But that slows you down. It means lots of issues, right? It means that, you know, you're going to have longer cost items. You're going to have your money's going to have to last a lot longer. Lots of issues around longevity. And you know, so it's kind of a scary thing that's going to be happening. I mean, it's a great thing, you know, because a lot of people are having fun in their 80s and 90s still going out and doing stuff. So that part's the good part. But, you know, can you afford to be doing it? And that's why you need to have a good plan.
You know, in a retirement that might be longer than, oh my gosh, all the years we worked and saved and everything, how can we actually save enough to cover those expenses?
Well, really, I mean, there's a couple of things. I mean, there's a longevity type of guaranteed account. So, you know, if you're using some sort of, really it only can be done with an annuity through an insurance company, but some sort of longevity annuity, which could be either immediate one, a deferred one. There's lots of different types. But in essence, what these accounts are saying is they're going to say, okay, we're going to start paying you something. And no matter what, even if your account goes to zero, we're going to keep sending this paycheck to you for as long as you live. Now, the other little term that sometimes you'll use, and it's more of a pension term, and lots of times they don't necessarily use it, but it's a thing called joint survivor. Which that means is, say it's your IRA, you put money in there, you know, maybe you put 100 grand, it says it's going to pay out 7,000, or maybe you're deferring it for a while, so maybe it's 10,000 a year for the rest of your life. But even though it's your IRA, you can add your spouse to that guarantee, and then if you passed away first, your spouse would keep getting that 10,000 for as long as they're alive. So that's one of the biggest things that you can do to really protect against this huge longevity risk, is have some money that's guaranteed for as long as you live. But also, you know, you might want to be making sure you have some stuff still in the market. You want to still have some other things. So you also can't be sitting there trying to be super conservative, have it all in bond funds, which are going to be, you know, right now paying you nothing and have huge risk in the fact that when interest rates keep going up, they're going to get clobbered. So, you know, that's one of the issues you want to look at. So really, the annuity is probably the simplest way to really take care of that. So, you know, that one of the things we can do when we're sitting down with you is we can actually do a stress test on your portfolio to tell you how it's going to react and what it'll look like in the next, at least in past time frames, like in 08 and 2013, which are good and bad years. One of the things that we do is we have this blueprint to worry less wealth, more about having fun and enjoying life. So first and foremost, we go over that income plan, how to get that income to last for as long as you're going to last. Then we look at what investments are needed to make sure that all happens. Look at the tax ramifications and the tax volatility, look at the healthcare and legacy, and that's the blueprint to worry less wealth. So if that's something you'd want to do for you and your family, all you have to do is pick the phone, and as long as you've saved $250,000, there's no cost, no obligation. We sit down, do one meeting where we just go over where you're at, and the second one, we tell you here's some things you can take care of, and then you get to choose. So again, if you want to take advantage of this, 408-297-9800, or you can find us online at wealthcreator.com.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will the roof leak? Will the siding peel away? What about your basement? Will it flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments, your retirement income? The stock market has had a great run the last few years, but is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy?
Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to get a second opinion on your retirement strategy. Call Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, 408-297-9800. His team will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 408-297-9800. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. California Insurance License Number 0E89971.
Welcome back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm with the Retirement News Network. I'm here with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial, and you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. Eric is an author. He wrote the book Worry Less Wealth, and he wrote it to open our eyes to all the financial products that are available. And he talks about different ways that we can get advice. And in that book, he helps us see any warning signs in our own financial planning before trouble begins. He teaches us how we can worry less, or to discover how we can worry less. And really, that's what the show is all about as well. Today, Eric is offering you a chance to come in and visit with him. He's offering you a discovery visit, complimentary, and he'll help you create a blueprint to worry less wealth. Here's the telephone number to take him up on this, 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. We're discussing ways that you can make sure that your retirement plan stays on track. So, Eric, what can we do to protect our savings from, let's say, we have another stock market correction?
Well, diversification is really a lot more than just, you know, buying other stocks and, you know, bonds and all that type of stuff. So what you want to do is, it's really more about asset class investing, which a lot of people don't kind of hear much about. And really what that's talking about is, there's large U.S. stocks, there's large international, there's small U.S., small international, there's real estate investment trusts, emerging markets, you know, there's lots of different asset classes. And what you need to do is have some money in all those places. Now, for a lot of my clients, they kept wondering, why do we have so much in international? Why do we have so much in international? Because for several years, the U.S. was, you know, doing the best of almost anywhere. Now, last year, which everybody says, oh, you know, look, the U.S. did about 20%. We did great. Actually, the international funds did about 25 to 30%. So they actually did better than the U.S. stocks did. That's one of the things is, you know, you need to be in all those areas. And there's a chart that we like to jokingly call the skills chart because we have all these different colors for all these different asset classes. And if you follow any one of those colors around, you'll find that nobody stays on top for very long and nobody stays in the bottom very long, and they're all over the place. Lots of times they're top to bottom from year to year. And so, you know, there's no way to know which one's going to be the best next year or the year after that. So really what you want to do is have some of that money in all those different spots. Now, the other thing too, of course, is tax diversification. You know, that's another big one, is looking at how are you allocated in terms of taxable accounts. Do you have Roth money and taxable money and tax deferred money like your 401k? You know, because that will also help a lot too. But, you know, really looking at all those different asset classes and knowing what that overall return is going to be and what the overall risk is going to be, the less volatility you can have, the better your plan is going to be, and the more likelihood of that plan actually really taking, you know, going all the way and making sure it's going to be there for you. So that's one of the things you really want to be paying attention to. You need to have all the steps. So you need to have that blueprint of worry less wealth. We need to have that income plan, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plans. Call or text 408-297-9800, 408-297-9800, or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com. Wealthcreator.com.
You know, there's so many things here that you really have to pay attention to. And if you try to do it yourself, I think it would be just so difficult. So let's say, you know, obviously we're trying to keep on track with our retirement plan, but we need some guidance. Can any type of financial professional help us keep on track, Eric?
Well, you know, they hopefully should. Should is the key word there, right? So, you know, it really depends on how they're licensed, how they're motivated, how they're paid. One of the biggest things that people screw up, and probably the number one area I see in 401ks is no rebalancing. So what do I mean by rebalancing? Well, like I was just saying there, the U.S. markets had gone up for several years. And well, I mean, right now we're, you know, really at 9 years. And so maybe you said, I wanted half your money in those US funds. Well, that may be 60, 70% of your money now. Maybe it gets to 80%. And then all of a sudden the market drops by 20 or 30% or 40%. Well, now you've lost a ton of your money because you had so much in that one area. Not because you meant to, but just because that area grew more. And so what you're supposed to do is sell high, buy low. I know it sounds weird, but nobody likes to do it. So why would I sell anything right now? You know, the market's up. Why would I sell Apple? It's up. You know, well, it's up. And it's so funny because none of us really want to do that. So with a financial advisor, what they can do is they can actually be rebalancing that. Now, what if you're buying loaded funds, if it has like an A or B or C, that person's not getting paid to see how well you do. They get paid when you first put the money in, and they don't get paid pretty much anything unless it's the C class shares. But for the other ones, they don't get paid at all for you ongoing. So they have no motivation really to have you, you know, rebalance your account. Now, what they might do is say, hey, let's sell off some of this and buy this other fund family because now I'll get another commission. Now, they won't tell you that's the reason. So, you know, that's one of the things you got to watch out for is really what you should be working with is somebody who's really a fiduciary, meaning they're not a registered representative. That means, you know, they're a registered investment advisor. So if they're a registered investment advisor, that means they have a fiduciary standard of care where they have to do what's in your best interest with all types of money, not just IRAs or anything like that. And so what they do is they will get paid only by a fee. So what that the big difference there is, you know, with clients working with us, you know, if their account gets bigger, I make more. If their account gets smaller, I make less. So I don't care about moving them from one fund family to another fund family or buying and selling this stock or fund or whatever, because I make no money off of that. Only reason I'll be making any of those decisions or those choices is because that's going to hopefully make their account go up. And so if our interests are aligned, it makes sense, right? We're both on the same page. We're both going to be doing that same thing to try to make your account get bigger. When you have to move your money, then it's going to be a lot worse. So, you know, that's why we only work on the fee basis on that investment side of the world, because of we want our interest to be on the same page. How's that tax volatility going to work? So if that's something you'd like to do, all you have to do is pick the phone and call or text 408-297-9800, 408-297-9800, or go online to wealthcreator.com, wealthcreator.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And Eric's been there. He's been founder and president for over 25 years now, where they focus on lifetime income and alternative investments as they create that blueprint to worryless wealth. Call him for this. This is what he's offering you today, a chance to come in and see him, a discovery visit. And I want to also give you their website, wealthcreator.com. Again, it's just wealthcreatoraltogether.com. Eric, how does a true financial plan differ from a pie chart of your investments?
Well, what I find a lot of people have is a asset allocation, not a financial plan. If you do not have a written plan that shows your income from, you know, whenever you're planning on retiring throughout, you know, at least age 100, if you don't have something like that, you don't have a financial plan. If there's no income plan, you know, it's not a retirement plan, you know, because you have to have income for retirement. So just if they're just looking at, you know, your assets and saying, here's how much you should have in stocks and bonds or this asset class or whatever, here's your, you know, probability of success. So, you know, you have to have all the pieces of the puzzle when you're talking about that. So you need to have all the steps. So you need to have that blueprint of worryless wealth. We need to have that income plan, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plans. If you want to do that, there's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is pick the phone and call or text 408-297-9800, 408-297-9800, or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com, wealthcreator.com.
Apart from the turmoil, above it all, people just want to know their assets are protected from market losses. positioned beyond the reach of the next Brexit or the wrong candidate winning the next election. Call Eric Heckman for your personalized blueprint to worry less wealth. Independent advice, proprietary approaches. Eric can help you stay on the path toward an independent retirement. If protection is important to you, get your own blueprint to worry less wealth. Just call or text 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Don't be caught up in the roller coaster of global events. Be independent with Heckman Financial. Call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can always visit wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Now, back to Wealth Creator Radio.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman, and I've got my monthly contributor here and my favorite reverse mortgage specialist, Marilyn Brown Ross. Great to have you here.
Great to be here.
So I've heard there's some changes, as it seems like there almost always are, like at least once a year or something,
almost
to the reverse mortgage program. And first of all, I guess we should probably say, we always got to start off because sometimes people don't know what reverse mortgages exactly are or what they mean. So maybe we should start there and then go into the changes.
Great. A reverse mortgage is exactly what reverse means. It's just the opposite of a mortgage. You have a mortgage, you make a monthly payment, and your principal and interest, a lot of it goes to interest, some goes to principal, which lowers your balance due. With a reverse mortgage, you don't make a payment. But the nice part is you can if you want to, but the interest accrues. So at the end of the loan, you owe the interest plus what you borrowed. So just like a mortgage, a regular mortgage that you have today, if you sold your home and you owed $300,000 and you sold it for $1 million, that $300,000 gets paid out of escrow and you get the balance after the fees, of course. And the same with a reverse mortgage. Whatever you have used plus the accrued interest, you sell the house, you pay that off out of escrow, and then you get the rest. Same with your heirs. One of the big misconceptions of a reverse mortgage is that the bank or the lender owns the home at the end.
Right.
Yeah.
Not correct.
Yes, not correct. It used to be when they first started, that's exactly what happened. The lender would say—
Three decades ago
in the 80s.
Yeah.
The lender would say, if you want to do this, we're going to go on title with you, which was terrible because they owned a portion of your home. But that ended not very long into the program, but when people hear a negative thing, it resonates with them and they never get it out of their head. And I hear it today when I go see a client. Well, I'd really like to do this, but I really wanted to leave something to my heirs. And I know the bank is going to own the house. Well, absolutely not true. Everything goes, whoever you want it to go to. If it's in a trust, it stays in the trust. You name the heirs. And when you pass, it passes to the children or whoever the heirs are.
Right.
And they have the ability to say, we want to keep this house. We want to keep it. And they can pay off what you've used and keep the house. And a couple of times it's been to where the children have been 62 or older, because you have to be 62 to do this. And they've done a reverse mortgage to pay off.
Yeah. Because mom or dad was in their 80s or 90s. When
exactly.
They passed away.
And they've done it to pay it off and keep it. Or they can say, we're going to sell the house, put it on the market. The reverse gets paid off out of escrow and they get the balance. So it does go to the heirs.
Yeah. So what are the new changes that's been happening? What's the biggest new developments?
The biggest one is the max claim amount went up. And the max claim amount has been $636,150 for a while. And just at the beginning of the year, it went up to $679,000. So that means the borrower, it depends how much money you get, depends on your age and the value of the property and the interest rate, of course. So the older you are, the more money is available. The younger you are, there's less. But with that increase, especially in our area here, with the increase in the value of the property, it made the principal limit is the principal limit is what the borrower is eligible for. And so that went up for a lot of people.
Okay. So basically you're saying people now can, because the hard part with reverse mortgages, unless you're talking about specialty programs like a jumbo one or something, the max federally insured type of loans are only to now where it was 636, now it's 679, 40 grand more of potential borrowing power, but yeah, then right. Prorated based on your age.
Exactly.
So it may be 5 or 10 grand more, but again, that at least helps some, because
absolutely.
Compared to our home values, it's a very just, little amount of the balance.
You mentioned jumbo, and my goodness, I've seen such a jump in people with these properties that are, you know, a jumbo really works $1.5 million and above. But it's crazy. I've got like 4 jumbos going right now because the value of the property is so much and they can get so much money out of it. And that's a great option for a lot of people.
Yeah. What I see this really, you know, more and more, and I know you've seen it, there's really two big uses, right, that people are doing. One is obviously to get rid of that, kill off that mortgage and that accompanying $2,000 a month or whatever it is. You know, if all of a sudden you're trying to pay $2,000, you need maybe $30,000 out of your accounts to net down to, you know, a year to net down that $2,000 a month payment. And so one way to get rid of it is to do the reverse mortgage. And of course, the other one's probably the big one, I think, is always healthcare, right?
That's absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. The biggest one that I find for my business is getting rid of the mortgage. More and more people are going, I had a 75-year-old lady call me the other day. I want to quit work. I can't quit. I can if I sell my house and move, but I've been in my house forever for 50 years, and I don't want to do that. So I want to get rid of this mortgage so I can retire and stay in the home. And that's exactly what's going to happen. Plus, with the value at 75, she's going to pay off her mortgage and she's going to come out with about a couple $100,000. So she's just thrilled.
Wow.
Yeah. Keeps her in her home.
Yep. Yeah. So are there any other big changes other than that lending limit?
No, not really.
Okay. So I mean, one of the things that they did change, I think it was a couple of years back, was there is a little bit of a credit check now, right?
Absolutely. And that's called financial assessment. Used to be you could do this loan with nothing, hardly just your social security number, your driver's license, and if you had a trust. But now it's basically like doing a traditional mortgage. We need to get tax returns, confirmation if you're working, if you're not, your social security statements. Yeah, there's things you have to go through, just like a regular mortgage. But, you know, it's working out fine. And then there's financial assessment, it's called, because they assess if you can meet the criteria. You have to have so much money left over after you pay the bills in order to do this. However, there is something called LISA, life expectancy set aside. So if you don't quite come up to that, what they will do is they'll take your age and for so many years in the future, and they'll set aside out of the money that's available to you, your property tax and homeowner's insurance, your hazard insurance, and they'll pay it.
Okay.
Yeah. So
an impound or
exactly.
Escrow.
And that's really nice because then for one thing, you don't have to worry about it, but there has to be enough money in there left over to do that. So there's ways of doing a lot of things with the reverse mortgage. It's the product. You know, I always say you hear so many negative things about the reverse mortgage, and it's not the product. It's the person that is selling it to you. You have to make sure that your clients know everything there is to know about it and make sure they do. And there have been some unscrupulous people in this business where they want to do things. They don't want to say something because they're afraid they'll lose it. But it can't be about what goes in the originator's pocket. It's about if it's right for the client. So that's how I work. It has to be totally perfect for you, and I want to make sure you understand everything about it.
Yeah, again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial, and got Marilyn Brown Ross here. So if you have any questions of her, if you want to get more information, definitely give us a call, 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. And so, of course, that comes up to the question of how do they get a hold of you and how do they meet with you face to face if they want to get a quote for themselves, or sometimes maybe you're getting a quote for your parents to help out. If you got an older parent that would like to get rid of their mortgage or needs more help, or again, for your own situation, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Just give me a call at 408-722-0010. 408-722-0010. 408-722-0010.
And of course, on wealthcreator.com, on the radio tab, we actually have a link to her email and way to get a hold of her there. So again, you can go to wealthcreator.com. So that's all for this segment. We'll have you back next month. So great having you here.
Great being here. Thank you so much.
All right. With that, we'll be right back with Wealth Creator Radio.
For more information on today's topic, call Eric Heckman at 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will the roof leak? Will the siding peel away? What about your basement? Will it flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments, your retirement income? The stock market has had a great run the last few years, but is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to get a second opinion on your retirement strategy. Call Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, 408-297-9800. His team will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 408-297-9800. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. California Insurance License Number 0E89971.
You often hear retirement called the golden years, but is it? When it comes to your health, it's clear. You consult your doctor for advice. Why not consult a professional when it comes to your money? Just like your doctor, the advice you get from a financial advisor can have a direct impact on your quality of life. Are you paying too much in fees with your current financial professional? What can happen to your nest egg if there's a market correction? If you're unsure about the answer to these questions, it may be time for a second opinion. Eric Heckman is an independent advisor. He doesn't have a boss on Wall Street. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial specialize in designing retirement strategies that can allow you to spend more time enjoying life and less time being concerned about your finances. Eric Heckman and Heckman Financial can help make sure your golden years are just that, golden. 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric. He is president of Heckman Financial. And I want to give you a couple of ways to get a hold of Eric. Eric is offering you a complimentary discovery visit. 408-297-9800. Again, if you want Eric to be your financial hero, he would love to help you out. You may call or even text him at 408-297-9800. Eric, what's your process for giving someone a second opinion?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, because a lot of times people really don't understand what goes on when we meet and go over things. And we're just going to first find out who you are. So it's more just a discovery meeting where we really find out, okay, what's your values? What's the main things that you're driving to? You know, what are you trying to achieve? You know, freedom, security, you know, family, you know, what is all those things first? And then it's more about the money. So lots of times people in my profession, unfortunately, they want to see your statements right away and, you know, give us all your details. And we first want to know, okay, let's find out what you're trying to achieve, what kind of risk levels you want, what's important to you, what are the things that you're trying to do, what are your kind of dream things to be trying to achieve in that retirement. You know, and also now before you get there. So that's the first thing, is looking at that. And then when we have the strategy meeting, what we're doing is we're looking at, okay, first and foremost, what income track are you on right now? You know, what's your money going to look like in terms of how long will it last? What's the investment that you're in right now? So what's the stress test in terms of 2008? How bad would your portfolio drop? 2013 when the market shot up a bunch? How good would your portfolio be? And what is that range of potential, that up and down? And what type of risk do you have in that portfolio? So that way you really know, because a lot of times with all these mutual funds we own, ETFs, all that junk, you don't know what you actually own, you know. And sometimes we'll find people are buying the same company 8 or 9 or 10 times in different funds. So they think they're diversified in mutual funds, but they're not diversified in the actual underlying investments. People say, okay, yeah, can you help us take care of this? Then what we do is we move on to more of an implementation meeting where we say, okay, let's get kind of down to the nitty gritty and figure out, okay, what's some tools, some financial products, things out there that we can use. Nice thing about our office is we're not beholden to anybody else. My clients hire me directly. You know, there's a lot of great tools out there, but it's how do you put them all together? So when we do that process, again, we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. What that's our proprietary process where we first do that income plan, which is the most critical thing that you have to have in retirement. That shows you how long is your money going to last. You know, is there everything going to go up with inflation? Can I do well? Can I still have my spending budget? We're going to set that all up and make sure it's on track. Then we're going to look at the investments that are needed to create that income plan. Look at the tax issues around all that and the tax volatility risks that you have. Look at the healthcare decisions you're making, what options you have there. And then lastly, legacy, how are you going to leave that money behind? And what we want to do is make sure that's all in place and all on track. And that is the blueprint to worry less wealth. That's something we create for you and your family. We do it for no cost, no obligation. What we do is, again, have that first meeting. We look at things. Second meeting, we do the strategy. And then it's up to you if you want to implement and use us. Then that's great. If not, we'll part as friends. At least you got a lot of great info. So again, if you want to be somebody who's taking charge of your financial future, and when do you want to know if you're off track? You want to know as soon as possible, right? So take action today and pick up the phone, call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. So that's all for this week. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening. And you can always catch the show on wealthcreator.com or on iTunes. Thanks all for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971, IRS Circular 230 Notice. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended or written to be used and cannot be used by any taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein.